welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I don't know if I'm the only person who sees something wrong with this or not. I can't help it. This is just the way I see things. Maybe I see things differently than others. But China says $619 million U.S. arms sale to Taiwan raises tensions in the region. Okay. You may look at that and say, America has a right to sell munitions to Taiwan. Okay? We have a right to do that. We're a business. The business of selling arms all over the world is what America does. But then how can you, on the other hand, as America, say to China, you can't give any weapons to Russia? I'm just an average Joe, blue-collar guy. You know, I'm not sophisticated. So I can't see this through the lens of those of you who are so sophisticated that I don't understand. But help me understand. Help me understand how we are selling these weapons to Taiwan, knowing that China is opposed to that. And how is that our responsibility? How is Taiwan the responsibility of the United States government that we're willing to do all of these different things in the face of what is taking place there? Listen to this. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning said in a press briefing that China will continue to take absolute and strong measures to firmly safeguard its sovereignty and security interests. China's claim to be democratically self-ruled claim to the democratically self-ruled island is its most fundamental foreign policy priority. And is a source of deep tensions with the United States in a relationship that has grown extremely adversarial. Now, we've clearly laid out as a nation what we're not going to tolerate, and we've said to China, powerful nation, you know, there are going to be consequences if you give weapons to Russia. And come on, China and Russia aren't on the same continent. You know, but yet America and Taiwan clearly aren't. But yet somehow we are going to defend Taiwan, which is really, you know, an appendage to China. It's on its mainland. Well, not quite, but it's right there. Let's go to the phone lines at Cassandra. Hey, Cassandra, how you doing, my friend?
Hi, Earl. I am enjoying the show. Well, there is a huge difference between our defense of Taiwan and, you know, and our messages to China not to strike and our support for Ukraine. Taiwan is a country, and they have not.
They're not a country.
They have not attacked anyone, and they're not at war. So I support the United States position in supplying weapons to Taiwan. I do. Because Russia has already shown that they are ready and willing to invade their neighbors in order to grab land. And China, they would like to exercise control over Taiwan, but the only thing that's giving them pause is the United States. So I agree with that. But I'd like to quickly talk about your other question on is America a great country? And I would say yes, but we just have not lived up to our promise. And, you know, I've had
if we haven't lived up to our promise, Cassandra, with all due respect,
not.
I know, but with all due respect, if we haven't lived up to those ideals, how are we a great nation?
Well, you know what? And as I was about to say, you know, I'm a veteran, and I also had the opportunity to travel outside of the United States. And when you travel outside of this country and you see the way other people live, you understand how we are a great country, and we do have opportunities. Now, it is fair to say that not everyone can equally take advantage of those opportunities, but they are there.
Is the playing field level?
No.
If the playing field is not level, then how can it possibly be great? If we have impediments, if we have things that prevent people from equality in this nation, and I understand we're better than many of the other nations on the planet, but that doesn't make us great. You know, we utilize the power that we have militarily to control things that happen that control other nations. That we do. The fact that we have businesses and people who control the masses of the people are controlled by a handful of people who control this country. The fact that politicians are owned by those business people, by the 10% that controls all of us. How can we be great?
We are great because we, more than any other country.
I'm not talking about any other country.
Have a constitution which allows the people to reform the system. The problem is we are not getting enough people to the voting booth to actually reform the system. And so that's the problem, and that's what we need to do.
You know, Cassandra, there are people working every day to prevent people from getting to the voting booth.
This is true.
But I
just cannot say that America is not great after living overseas
You know, Cassandra, I'm not comparing America to, you know, Calcutta, right? I'm comparing America to the wealthiest nation on earth.
Yeah.
That claims to be fair and equitable and bounded by, you know, Christianity as one religion that basically is founded under principles of Christ, supposedly, and yet you can see all across it where none of those things are true. We still deal with the bigotry and racism in this country that was there from the onset. You say that, yeah, people can overcome it. Yeah, some can, but the masses of the people can't. So wouldn't it be better if we erase those impediments? Shouldn't we be working towards that and not saying that, well, people should be able to, the lucky ones and fortunate ones can overcome it?
No, I didn't say that. What I'm saying is that I just cannot say flatly that America is a horrible, terrible country and we are not a great country because we are. We just have not lived up to the promise. And it's the people's responsibility to hold America accountable to the ideals in our Constitution and our Declaration
of
Independence.
You know, don't.
And we have not done that.
Well, don't.
We just have not.
You know, okay, so, you know, Cassandra, I don't disagree with you on many things, but But in this instance, and I know people who've been in the military see things through a different prism than most of us who haven't been, who've been able to travel and see other nations. But the truth of the matter is, I see this nation from the inside out. And I've seen it now for 68 years of living. And the promises that they make and that have been made, and then look around at her. And she's not getting better, she's getting worse. You know, and if the people aren't educated enough to realize, you know, Cassandra, that these changes can be made by the people, then we've got other entities that separate the people even more between this Democrat and Republican foolishness.
You know, Earl, that is the real problem right now. We have members in our society who have more or less checked out because they feel that their vote, their voice,
doesn't matter.
Yeah, and we have to get the message that they can bring forth a change. But still, even with all of the ugliness of, you know, of American history and even our current situation.
Hey, what about all the killings that are taking place now? The people being slaughtered in the streets.
I still cannot say America is not a great country.
All right.
So we will have to agree to disagree here.
All right, Cassandra, as always, I appreciate your call and your thoughts. Got to go to a break. Jack from Merrimack, we'll get you after the break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's what America has, bad luck. Jack from Merrimack. Thank you, Jack, for calling. You say what?
Well, I don't consider myself a particularly religious person, but I have read the Bible. And one thing that sticks out with me with this particular conversation is the love of money is the root of all evil.
Yes.
The biggest issue that I have is the large number of Americans, and it's a huge number, that have been sold on this idea that unbridled capitalism, I call it the Ayn Randian idea, that unbridled capitalism is absolutely good for everyone, and there's no question that it's not. Scandinavian countries have figured this out a long time ago. They still have billionaires. They still have people getting rich. But the majority of people in those countries are better off and happier, in fact, than they are in the United States. I got into a conversation, though it was online, with a person, and I basically said one of the problems that we have is with this inflation is the price gouging from companies, we need to have the same kind of approach that Great Britain took under their conservative Prime Minister Johnson, who basically slapped, he called it an excess profit tax, I'd call it a price gouging tax, on companies whose profits have gone up 200, 300 or more percent. And then rebated that to the taxpayers, to the people in the country. And I basically asked this person repeatedly, so profit is good, but how much is enough? And he never came up with an answer. It was clear that he didn't think any amount was enough. I can only think that that person was either incredibly rich by himself or at least so well off financially that he figured that his money could insulate him from any negative effects in society, in the climate, and in the condition of the world.
You know, Jack, profits are fine, but when they're derived from the poor. Come on, man. You know, people who are struggling to make it through, and yet people are sucking the blood of the people who are the American people who are struggling, and we know they're struggling mightily. And yet you see, even when it comes to food costs, and I talked about this before, and you walk into the grocery store and you see the packages that have been downsized, you know, less in those packages than there were, you know, 6 months ago, a year ago, and yet the price has been, you know, jacked up.
Either the same or steadily rising.
Yes. Excuse me. So how is that?
Yeah,
how does that make us a great nation, Jack?
Well,
I mean, I don't.
That was obviously a rhetorical question.
Yes. Yes. I mean, come on.
It doesn't. It hurts all of us.
And it's just what you said. We can talk about the other nations, and yeah, the other nations, but they're not America, right? America sets itself above and apart from every other nation on earth. What you talked about is what I talk about, and that's make the nation live up to, as Cassandra was talking about, the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights. We're not living up to that. And as she said, well, you know, we've got to make the people have to make the country live up to that. And I'm like, okay, the people have to make the country live up to that. The only way the people can do that is through elections and through a representative government. I can't go somewhere, and Jack, you can't go somewhere and make our government do what's right. We have to elect people to do that. And then when we find out, because we don't really find out, many people aren't aware of it, exactly what's going on in our government. If our government's not right, how can the country be right?
Well, that's a problem, that blood that is being sucked out of our nation is being transfused in terms of, I would call them bribes, people call them donations, to our politicians. And, you know, if you've got, say, you've got $10 million left in your campaign chest and you decide to retire, yeah, you have to declare it as income, but you can take that money and keep it. Now, if that isn't a bribe, I don't know what is.
Yeah, I mean, it just does not make sense. I don't hate this nation, man. There's no other place I'd rather live, right? I mean, and this is the only nation I know. So I haven't had a chance to live all over the world, but I've lived here for 68 plus years. And I know this much, Jack, you've been around a little while. We're not as good as we once were, are we? Hang on. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Fuck off!
It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. It's a shame the way you hurt me. It's a shame the way you mess around with your man. I'm sitting all alone by the telephone waiting for your call. When you don't call at all, it's a shame.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Jack, you were saying before we went to break.
Well, just that the excess amounts of money that are at the top of this country, it's affecting everybody. And while the money in the country is not a zero-sum game, as some would like us to believe, the migration of the money has gone to the top 1% of people in this country. We got people in this country that pay taxes at a rate that's a quarter of what I, as a retired teacher, pay. We have a declining middle class. At one point, the middle class in this country was roughly 2/3 of the people in this country. Now it's fewer than half of us. And like I say, this is primarily due to the corruption of money. We saw this happening back in the 1930s, and people got sick and tired of it, and that's when you saw strong unionization take place. I hate to see that same fight fought again, but it looks like that's what's going to have to happen. And similarly, politically, we need to fight some of these fights again, like the abortion fight, things like that. That's the problem.
So,
we seem to have these cycles in this country.
So, Jack, not to worry. This is Robert Reich, a rare insider's view of how the system is rigged and a blueprint for how to fix it. Robert Reich, former U.S. Secretary of Labor and author of The System, and he's talking about this book that has been written, How Lies, Loopholes, Tax, and Lobbyists Make the Rich Even Richer, by Morris Pearl, Erica Payne, and the Patriotic Millionaires. I am so fortunate and blessed that I'm going to be having a couple of these authors on the show. We're going to be incorporating having a group of millennial multimillionaires who are going to be telling the truth about what is taking place in this country. It's one thing for me to be on here talking about it. You know, I'm not even, could be a $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 heir. I'm not that. But these people are well-heeled, young, and they're going to be telling the truth about the tax codes in this country. And it's not by people who aren't multimillionaires. These people themselves are that. And they are saying they can't understand why they're not being taxed. So when you hear people, and these are coming from the mouths of these wealthy individuals, they're going to be telling the truth. That their counterparts who keep saying that and finding a way not to be taxed is what's at the root of the problem in this society. So I'm really excited about it, Jack, as we begin to bring them on and have them tell their stories about the truth about what you and I have been talking about.
You had Robert Reich on your program. Somebody has on this network, I know, because I've heard him. Maybe it was Tom Hartman. That could work.
Yeah, well, I will reach out to Robert Reich. But again, we can have Morris Pearl and Erica Payne and the Patriotic Millionaires. And again, the name of the book is How Lies, Loopholes, Tax and Lobbyists Make the Rich Even Richer. Tax the Rich is the name of the book, and we're going to be having them on explaining exactly what needs to take place. Thank you as always, Jack. Always enjoy talking to you and listening to you. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Hey, Don, you say what?
Good morning, Earl. I've been listening to your show. Boy, you really open a person's eyes. you kind of like rip the Band-Aid off and it hurts.
But it's the truth. But it's the truth.
I know it's the truth. I tell you, and I'm afraid we're ripe for some type of a dictatorship. That's what I'm afraid of, because it seems like money rules.
Yes.
And no matter what you do, I mean, if you can't convict a person like Donald Trump, he's an outright criminal. You just got to shake your head. I can't believe how this guy can be walking around running for president, and he's committed every crime in the book. Maybe he hasn't murdered anybody that we know of, but I mean, that doesn't make this country look good. It gives it a black eye, and I'll tell you right now. And, you know, you were bringing up the point about, we're telling other countries what to do. It reminds me when I served in, I was in 12 months in Vietnam, and, they have this Geneva Convention where you said, you can't use chemical warfare, and yet here, my God, even our own soldiers, we were being dropped this damn Agent Orange on us,
yes.
And we're getting burnt
yes.
up by it, we're using the chemicals, but no one else can use them.
Well, the worst part of it is that our nation used the Agent Orange. Defoliage. And it defoliated the foliage in Vietnam that was, heavily foliated. And so...
Right, because you can't move there,
Right, and they couldn't... They were hiding behind that foliage. They knew it. It was their nation, and they were, really, unfortunately, making life hard.
Yeah,
that
was another thing, too. You know, we used to ask ourselves, here we are, we're hearing gunshots, noise, continue explosions just about all the time. And we used to ask ourselves, what the hell are we doing here? We're not winning nothing. We keep doing this over and over. We go into Iraq.
So done, man.
We
Thank
go
you.
Into Afghanistan. What the hell? And look at the money that is being wasted. How does that make us a great nation?
Hey, Don, man. Thank you very much for the call. As always, I really appreciate it. Let me read a little bit about the tax the rich, and these are responses from the New York Times. They're rich and they're mad about taxes too low. A must-read book for anyone interested in tax justice. This is by Gabriel Zucman, economist and co-author of The Triumph of Injustice. Working people are getting screwed by a tax code designed by and for the richest people in the country. Tax the rich should be on the bookshelves of every single working person in America. Abigail Disney, philanthropist and filmmaker. The vast majority of Americans, 71%, believe the economy is rigged in favor of the rich. Guess what? They're right. How do you rig an economy? You start with the tax code. And tax the rich, former BlackRock executive Morris Pearl, the millionaire, chair of the Patriotic Millionaires, and Erica Payne, the organization's founders, take readers on an engaging and enlightening insider's tour of the nation's tax codes, explaining exactly how the rich and the politicians they control manipulate the U.S. tax code to ensure the rich get richer and everybody else gets left holding the bag. Blunt and irrelevant, tax the rich, irreverent, tax the rich unapologetically dismantles the intellectual justifications for a tax code that virtually guarantees destabilizing levels of inequity and consequent social unrest. infographics, charts, cartoons, and lively characters include the workers, and the slumps make a complicated subject accessible, and yes, sometimes even funny, and illuminate the practical forms that can put America on the road to stability and shared prosperity before it's too late. Never have the arguments in this book been more timely or more important. Again, it is a great, great book. I've had the pleasure of reading it. It's called Tax the Rich. I'm going to be having Morris Pearl, Erica Payne, and others who have written this book on the air, and we're going to be having the wealthy, that group of people that we talk about, the 10% out of their mouths explaining this. Let's go to Stephen from Green Bay. Hey, Stephen, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Yeah, in my view, I think the root of the problem is that, unfortunately, our election system, is set up in a way where basically it seems that the highest bidder or the person with the most money gets the job.
Yeah, that's
unfortunately,
true.
Sorry.
No, go ahead. That's true, man.
And unfortunately, the people that are funneling the money into these people's campaigns are the top 1%. So if the money from these big companies is what got me the job, what motivates me to say, well, you know, we need to do something to make sure that you pay your fair share when you're the reason, a big reason, your money is the big reason why I got the job. We need to change the way our elected officials are elected. And I really think there should be a set amount across the board that you are allowed to spend on an election, and anything above and beyond that, I don't know if it would come out of your own pocket or what have you, but I don't think we should be having these money races for the people that are in our government.
Let me ask you, Stephen, can this be a great nation when we know that our politicians, in many instances, are for sale, and they go to the highest bidder? How is that? How does that? I don't know how you square that with, because that impacts everything else down the line, man. You know, when you've got a rigged tax system, as this book, Tax the Rich, written by rich people, expose the facts about what we're dealing with in this country. I didn't write it. Rich people wrote it. And they know that the tax breaks that they are getting, they don't need. And they're doing this to expose a system that is crooked. And I don't know how we can be a great nation when this exists in it.
I agree with 100% of what you're saying, Earl. I think, honestly, the very fact that you have to spend time on your radio show to bring this issue up should just tell you where we are at in this country and, you know, how much we need to improve in this area to actually be the great nation that America was, you know, always supposed to be. So,
you know, Stephen, the other part of it is you're not going to hear this too many places over the airways, right?
That's correct.
You're not going to hear it, man. You know, because number one, I'm blessed and thankful that this radio station gives me an opportunity to bring these kind of conversations to this listening audience, and so I'm forever grateful for that. And since I have the opportunity, we're gonna keep on doing it like this, you know. And people have a right to prove me wrong. 844-967-2789. We always give them that. Got to go to a break. We'll be right back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Again, I'm so excited about what's coming down the pike, as we will be having Morris Pearl, Erica Payne. They are a couple of the patriotic millionaires who've written the book, Tax the Rich. How lies, loopholes, and lobbyists make the rich even richer. And so I'm really excited as we start working on times to get them on. Let me go over some quick chapters. What exactly is rich? Why WTF is the economy, and why do the people who wrote this book keep calling it the political economy? How to rig an economy. 4, tax tricks. The double Irish Dutch sandwich and other corporate tax machinations. On lies and liars. Unrigging the political economy to create a more perfect union. Here's how we do it. Dedications, acknowledgement. Now listen, let me do this. Tax tricks by Morris. The nation should have a tax system that looks like someone designed it on purpose. Okay, we've concluded that working is a sucker's game. It's much better to be rich, to be already be rich and live off your investments. The difference in tax rates between ordinary income and investment capital gains income comes from a long human tradition of valuing capital over labor, a tradition that is rotten to the core. Again, this is by wealthy people who benefit by the tax codes, but it is far from the only trick. The ways rich people have found to hide their money and are mind-blowing. Let's look at a few of the biggest sleights of hand rich people have snuck into our tax code. Let's go to Jack from Caledonia. Hey, good morning, Jack. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
How you doing? Hey, everybody has to understand one thing. The tax code is written and approved by Congress and passed by Senate, okay? And they're all getting favors for it, if you want to call it that, okay? But the tax code is a progressive tax code. The more you make, the more you pay. As far as people saying that others aren't paying their fair share, okay? There's a small percentage of this country that pays the vast majority of all the taxes collected. The other thing is, on every tax form you put in, there is a line that says, do you want to give more money to the federal government? And people can write in whatever they want, okay? So for people to saying they're not paying enough, hey, there's a line, donate more money if you want to, okay? Others feel that, hey, I made made $10 million last year and I had to pay, what, $3 million in taxes? Okay. I mean, if you look at the story that came out on Donald Trump's tax, income tax, okay, it took almost 6 years for it to get out into the public eye. Okay. And all they talked about was Donald Trump is stealing, Donald Trump is doing this, Donald Trump is doing that. And when it came out there and people saw it, it lasted 2 days on the news. Okay. Because he did everything legal. All right. That's one thing you guys don't understand.
No, Jack. This is not a matter of us guys not understanding. Again, my guess, the people who wrote this book are multi-millionaires, and they are going to talk about the tax loopholes and lobbyists, and they're saying we need to be taxed more. This is not coming from some sloth here who's on the radio station. These are multimillionaires who say that the system is rigged against the average American person. Okay? That's who these people are. And that's why their book is called Tax the Rich. They're going to talk about all those different loopholes that are there and have been put there by people who have been elected to and supported by those very wealthy people. And yet the American people who work every day and struggle don't get that kind of a break. That's what this is about, man. This is not somebody hating on the wealthy. These are people who are more than wealthy themselves who are saying we need to be taxed more and we don't need these tax breaks.
And they have the opportunity to be taxed more by filling out.
No, what? Okay, my point is They are saying it shouldn't be a matter of whether or not those people have an opportunity. The loopholes that allow them to continue to remain as wealthy as they are at the expense of the average everyday Joe who is struggling every day to make it in this society.
What you're calling are tax laws, okay? They're not loopholes. They're tax laws.
Okay, so whatever.
Right. Any accountant that makes somebody pay more on their taxes is not doing their job.
Okay? So I got that.
Tax accountants, that's their job.
Hey, Jack, I got it. Again, the name of the book, written by these wealthy individuals who are going to be guests on my show, How Lies, Loopholes, Tax, and Lobbyists Make the Rich Even Richer. Tax the Rich. That's by these wealthy people who wrote this book who know all the things you're talking about, sir. Because they benefited by them. They're asking the question, why should they be allowed to continue to benefit by them at the expense of the average everyday American? That's it. And then I hope you call in when they're here. You know, we're trying to set this up in the next week or two. While they're here, I hope you call in and say ask the exact same questions that you're asking a stiff like me who doesn't know anything about any of this, because I'm not one of those people.
Well, few are.
Yeah.
But you know, people say you pay your fair share, okay? If you have property, okay, and you live in a local community, you pay a certain amount of dollars for a fire department, garbage collection, police department, and things like that, okay? If you have a vacant lot, okay, in that same community, your tax liability is less.
So listen, right? Jack, I wish we had more time, man. We got to go. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. As I said, they'll be here. Hopefully we'll get it started next week or the week after, but they'll repeatedly be on the show. Got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you as always, Calvin. Couldn't do it without you. I'll be back on tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. Sandy Williams is going to be here, and we'll continue. Thank all of you who called. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Tell somebody about us. See you later.
Don't you know that I